Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Bishop is our guest. He's a writer, a speaker, a futurist. I've seen it, folks. I've seen him be a futurist. It's fun to watch. Chief Reinvention Officer for Improvising Careers. He had a couple of decades of corporate America. He's traveled the world as a touring rock star. He's a jingle expert. Oh, Kit Kat, right? That's your jingle?
Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. Yeah.
Are you still getting checks? Are you still getting checks? I'm sorry. Are you still getting checks for that, Chris?
I haven't in a while, but I did get one a few years ago. I got like what's called an industrial use residual check because they were using it on a ride at Hershey Park.
So it's like 79 cents or something like that?
$1.83 or something.
That's funny.
But, hey, the gift that keeps on giving.
That's exactly right. Well, good for you. Folks, like I said before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. So we're talking about the gig economy, and we were just talking about some of the things that gave rise to the gig economy, and we've talked about, you know, a little bit about the fact that if you're going to be a gigger, which I was, you know, I mean, when I got downsized twice in 89, in 88 and 89, I started my own company. I had nothing. I had two mortgages and two teenagers. I didn't have any capital. I went out on my own as a consultant, and so I was basically a gig economy guy. Before it was cool, I was doing whatever companies would have me do. You know, they'd say, I'd say, what do you need done? They'd say, how about this? I'd say, sure, I'll do that. Then I'd walk out the door and I'd say, how am I going to do that? But I got it done. I was motivated, right? Yeah. But so I was a gigger back in those days. But today it's becoming more prevalent. And my concern is that people don't think of being, if you're going to be a gigger, you can't think of being a gigger. You got to say, okay, I'm a business owner who's leveraging my time and my talent, and I'm giving that to my business. And my business has to charge enough to pay its employee, who is me.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to have sort of market awareness, like, you know, you were implying. So what is it that you have that the market needs? I describe it when I talk to students about how to succeed at jobs that don't exist yet. That's one of the talks I give, right? I say, you know, it's sort of like personal product development. Like, what's your brand? What's your voice? So once you find that, then that makes it easy to figure out what you're trying to sell.
Right.
What the addressable opportunity is, who's going to pay you to do what you like to do or do well.
Mm-hmm. My column this week is on the fact that you can't charge for wages. You can't charge your customers wages. You've got to charge them a price. Your company has to come up with a price for what your time and effort and talents are worth to the company in order for the company to pay all of its bills, which includes your salary, which includes your taxes, your benefits, and your expenses, the company expenses, and a profit. You can't think wages. You got to think price, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tend to, like, when I do those kinds of things, billing for a project, the hard part is sort of estimating level of effort and number of hours it's going to take.
And what the market will bear. You got to have that in there.
What the market will bear. Yeah. And you don't want to, like, you know, underbid. So I always say, whenever possible, you know, see what the client can pay. Like, don't sort of bid against yourself.
I mean,
you can't always do that, but, you know, try to get a sense of what they paid in the past for similar services.
I've done that. I've actually said, what's your budget?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you don't want to go in lowball because then they'll think maybe they're not getting high-level quality
Right.
skills that are paying for, kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, what's your budget? Yeah, what can you afford to pay?
But if you don't do this, folks, the reason we're blending these kind of topics together a little bit, the gig itself and the effect it has on America, if you don't do that, if you're finding yourself, you know, whether you realize it or not, if you don't have a real employer, but you're still making a living out there, you know, living by your wits, as a friend of mine says I do, then you're a gigger. You're in part of the gig economy. And if you're not thinking of yourself as a business that needs to prosper, that needs to grow, and that is entering the marketplace offering a service as a product that needs to be charged for, enough to be charged for, the way the company you're serving is doing their products. If you don't do that, then what we wind up with, Chris, is a population of giggers and zero and almost no middle class. We have to be able to thrive and to succeed. And that takes thinking like a business, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that's right. I mean, you know, there are certainly futurists who would say that, you know, everyone is a company. It's kind of what you're saying. You know, everyone has a brand. Everyone has a value proposition.
That's right.
And it's finding what that is and then figuring out how to market it and get compensated for it. So I think, you know, we see that happening more and more. The exciting thing to me is that technology is emerging to facilitate this kind of interaction, right? I mean, when I broke into the jingle business in Manhattan in the 80s, I had a little plastic box with 3x5 index cards.
Right.
I kept track of all the creative directors and the agency producers and musicians and arrangers and composers.
You've been a gigger a long time. I mean, folks, he's paid his dues. That's the reason we like to listen to him. I need your website quickly, Chris.
That's improvisingcareers.com.
All right, improvisingcareers.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.